All right, good evening and welcome to the Mozart Stadium over here in Aurora. It's Aurora Borealis versus Carpathia FC. Of course, this is a return game in this Premier League of America. The last time these two teams met, Carpathia, they came away, they ran out 2-1 winners. That game was away. So this is the return, and now Aurora, they have home advantage, and let's see if they can turn this one around. Last time out, Jesse Ortiz, the captain who plays in midfield, was the man who got the goal for Aurora. He scored for them last week in a 1-1 draw, and let's see what happens this time around. Now we're underway. Carpathia with the kickoff and trying to make a run down the left-hand side, and that ball goes out. We're waiting to see the call of the referee on this one, and that seems to be a goal kick for Aurora. Early out. The Aurora lineup: Louis Gallardo in goal, Patrick Ruta, Ryan Salazar, Brett Shahuda, Chase Lennartz, Art Garza, Will Butler, Jorge Alvarez, David Reynoso, Danny Miranda, and Colby Newquist. This one now is in a defense with number 15 for Aurora. Ball goes into touch. It's a throw that will go Aurora's way. So very early into this one, and actually that will be a free kick and a taken shot. This is at Patrick Ruda, who now sends this one forward for Miranda, who sends it to Lenhart, loses possession to number 18 there, who is Roberts for Carpathia. And here now is a chance and a shot blocked out there, and still with Aurora, and now it comes wide. And Aurora still in possession in the attacking third. Cross comes across and easily handled that time by Scott Messer in goal for Carpathia. And Messer now will look to get this one upfield. That was Art Garza with an excellent look there on goal for Aurora, but not being able to take advantage of that one. As this one now is in defense for Aurora, goes back to Gallardo, the goalkeeper, who boots it long. And it's kept in play. And this now is Will Butler trying to get it to Art Garza, who pushes forward, and that will be a throw to Aurora on the left-hand side of their half. So nil all, still early days yet. Aurora, of course, sitting second from bottom in the East Division of the Premier League of America with 4 points, having beaten Toledo away 1-0. They lost to Toledo the last time they were here, 3-0. Then they drew on the road last week to Oakland. That was a 1-1 draw. And here they are trying to get 3 points from Carpathia. And this now is Gallardo in possession, out to Patrick Ruda, the central defender. And he looks around for his choices. Back to Gallardo. Now back to Ruda. And Ruda sends it forward for Miranda on this, the right side for Aurora, and being hustled off the ball that time. And this is Aurora all the way back in defense now, goes wide left. This is Will Butler who turns that one over. And that was Roberts who got that turnover. Ball now in midfield with Carpathia. Of course, they won the first meeting of these two teams 2-1 at their home ground. And this now is Chase Lennartz down the left-hand side. And a cheeky play there being tried by Jorge Alvarez. Not quite working out for him, turning the ball over. And Carpathia now in possession, midway their own half, back now in defense. So a beautiful evening out for a soccer game on this wonderful sunny afternoon at the Mozart Stadium. And this now will be a free kick for Aurora. And the referee just calling that one back, trying to get it underway early. There was David Reynoso. And it's a kick about midway the half of Carpathia. And it does present a scoring opportunity. And now this is Butler, sends it in, easily handled that time, and comes back to Butler, who could not hold on to it. And that will be a throw to Carpathia. So Nilal, still early days yet, as Aurora tries to gain what would be take a point or three from this return fixture with Carpathia. Of course, they've only gained a point from two of their league games so far and have not been too successful at home. And here now is Carpathia. This is Lennartz on the right. Sends a ball in, and Messer will make an easy catch there in goal for Carpathia. And he looks around and then bowls it out nice and easy to number 22, La Roca. And a ball sent in there by Ryan Williams, easily handled by the Aurora defense. And this is Williams. And Carpathia now trying to build an attack down this right-hand side of Aurora. Their left, of course. And kind of a scrappy game so far. Not seeing any patterns of play from each team. However, both teams, I think, have already made it clear as to their intentions in trying to get in on goal. Into the sixth minute we are, still nil all here at the Mooseheart Stadium in Aurora. This is Chase Lennartz down the right-hand side for Aurora. Sends that one long, looking for Art Garza. Easily handled that time. And here now, Aurora trying to build an attack, but Garza, they're not being able to keep control of that ball and sending it across the byline for a goal kick to be taken by goalkeeper Messer. Seven minutes played, nil all, as that kick is taken all the way into the fence and goes all the way to his opposite number, Gallardo. Of course, this Mooseheart complex field is a rather small one, so it doesn't take much to go from one end of the ground to the other. As a handball there being called on Colby Newquist, not being able to control that pass out from Patrick Ruda. This now is La Roca to take the kick for Carpathia. Sends it long into the box. Headed out by Ruta. And here now comes Carpathia on the attack. A shot just over the top that time. And that was a number 11, Ryan Williams, that time making a run through the midfield and getting the shot off, but not being able to take control of the ball, as we see him now going across. And just atop the 18, takes a shot over the top there, and Gallardo not having to do much on that one. But I think that is the first shot of any menace that we've seen on goal from any of these two teams 8 minutes into the game. Of course, Carpathia, an established team in the league. They are some 5 points ahead of Aurora in the East Division of the PLA. And Aurora, of course, trying to close that gap. As here now is Carpathia. And this is a chance. And just over the top that time. That was a good-looking chance on goal. Probably the best we've seen of the game so far. And Carpathia will be cursing their luck that time, because that could have easily been them going 1-0 up. So Aurora, they live to fight again. And a throw there being conceded. And here now is a look again at that attempt on goal. Player comes in, and that was Ryan Williams again with another chance on goal. And that one should have been buried if you're a Carpathia fan. Of course, if you're supporting Aurora Borealis, then you'll be breathing a sigh of relief that Ryan Williams wasn't able to control that shot. But here comes Carpathia again. That one put out, and that will be the first corner of the game. It will go to Carpathia FC. And let's see, this one, they will take long. There are some six players in the box, easily handled that time. And here now is a shot coming in, and more chances. And Will Butler there back in defense, doing well to clear his lines. And has conceded. Well, actually, he has won a throw. And Aurora Borealis, the defenders there, living dangerously. Carpathia getting some good looks in on goal. And they would want to definitely close down the attacking players much quicker. Ryan Williams looking very dangerous on attack for Carpathia. As we see them now again trying to build an attack. Patrick Ruda there standing firm for Aurora. And this one now will come across to La Roca, who sends it back inside. And now Aurora with possession. This is Ruda, central defender, keeping it in defense. And now Aurora trying to build something from the back. And a pass intercepted here by Ryan Williams. Does well, beat Lenhart. Ruta is covering. And Ryan Williams tries to turn that ball inside, but cut out just in time. And this now is Miranda, not doing well and controlling that ball and giving up possession there. And that will be a throw to Carpathia, taken by La Roca. Miranda intercepting that one. And now he comes across, finds Will Butler on that left-hand attacking side. And Butler inside. And that ball there played inside. But nothing coming of it. So another good look for Aurora. Basically coming to nothing. And we remain level at nil all. 12 minutes into this one. Premier League of America return fixture, Aurora Borealis versus Carpathia. And here now is Carpathia trying to build another attack down the left-hand flank. And headed out there by Lenhartz. Lenhartz there doing well on that play, trying to stop John De Leon. And this is Miranda. Finds Butler. And this one now played wide left, down the left-hand flank. Let's see if Aurora can build something here. And that shot coming in way too weak to give anybody but the ball boys trouble. And goalkeeper Mesa will reset this one on the goal kick. Of course, Carpathia having won that first game 2-1, and Aurora will be looking to turn that result around and give themselves a chance to go up the standings in this East Division of the PLA. As we see, Will Butler now trying to take on two players, not necessarily succeeding, but not necessarily putting his team in any danger, as Gallardo picked up that one and underarms to Patrick Ruda, who now sends it to Miranda. Lenhartz is on the overlap, but under pressure there from Williams. And this one goes back crossfield. And Carpathia will win this one. Player down there for them. And this now is Ryan Williams, who tries to turn that one inside. Easily handled that time by Gallardo. And Miranda inside to Reynoso, to Butler. Art Garza. And Colby Newquist there not doing well, holding on to that ball. And this will be the referee spot something. And this will be a free kick for Carpathia. And referee having words there with David Reynoso. And this will be a free kick for Carpathia. And Mesa will take it outside the 18-yard area. Has some four players on attack to aim for. And this is Reynoso with a header. Will Butler gets it out. Art Garza. And this now is the hard-working Butler, who has now found himself on the right-hand side. Of course, he plays on the left of the midfield, but he definitely is a workhorse. As we see Miranda turning in and out, trying to get something going there. Hold on to the ball for this Aurora Borealis team. Of course, Aurora coach CJ Brown has been trying to get his team to play possession ball game. And it goes without saying that for you to score, you have to have that that ball in your possession. And as we see number 18 there for Carpathia, that's Cam Roberts on the ground, seemed to have taken a knock, and he's been spoken to there by the referee. And we see Roberts there walking rather gingerly, and that was a ball bounced, and Garza will do the sportsmanlike thing and sends it back up to Messer for Carpathia. And we're on the way again. So Carpathia in possession, playing on their left side, trying to go down the left side of this Aurora team. And this now is De Leon, number four, who tries a shot, takes a deflection, and that one will go outside, and that will be a corner for Carpathia, and that will be corner number two. And Ryan Williams will take this one. And we see, you know, five players going into the box for Carpathia. And Aurora pretty much trying to get all players back defending on this set piece. They've not had the best of season so far in defending. And here now is Ryan Williams, and the header is out there by number 23, Miranda. And he does concede a second corner. So Williams now sends this one inside and out. And that will be a goal kick for Aurora Borealis. And a wasted opportunity there from Carpathia. Sure, the coaching staff would not be liking that one. However, they would have had the better looks in on goal so far in this game. Not necessarily the better of possession or the better of play, but they have gotten closer to the Aurora Borealis goal and have been somewhat more threatening, as we see Miranda that time losing that ball and Chase Linhart's coming back to help. But De Leon holding on well there, and this is Ryan Williams. And Williams there doing well to hold on to that one. And that was De Leon sending that ball wide right. Number 22, La Roca. So, 19 minutes, we're into the 19th minute. Still no goals in this one. Aurora Borealis looking for their first home win in league play. In this, the Premier League of America. It is Patrick Ruda, central defender, trying to find Art Garza. And this now is a... This one is sent forward. Colby Newquist will not be getting to that anytime soon. And Messer will say thank you very much as he collects that one and looks around at his options. And that one easily handled in defense there. That is number 18, David Reynoso. And this now is Will Butler. Down that, trying to be dangerous down that left flank, finds Colby Newquist. This now is Aurora in attack. And that ball looking there for Miranda is easily handled cleared all the way back to Gallardo in goal for Aurora Borealis. This now is Art Garza. And a shot deflected. And that one will go across to Garza, who has one player to beat, who's hounding him. And sends what he would have loved to have been across into the box, but actually went out. And that easily what Carpathia would have loved to see happen. And we remain at nil all in the 20th minute. Messer. This is Williams, who has looked rather dangerous for Carpathia so far. Has had two good looks in at goal. Has not been able to make any of them count. And this throw in now will go the way of Carpathia, deep on the right hand side, and easily handled that time by Aurora. This is Butler sending this one far, looking for Colby Newquist, and of course he was miles offside. And an easy call for the referee's assistant on this or near side, closest to our commentary booth here at the Moose Heart Stadium. Courtney Wallace here, bringing you this one, standing alone today as Mike Puba, my partner in crime, has deserted me this evening, and also working with Tim for the first time. As we see now, Carpathia trying to get an attack going. And this is De Leon with the header. Will Butler will try to get this one under control. Going up there for the header. And easily cut out. Comes back to Williams. Has Lennart's on him. All the way back into defense. And here now, Carpathia. I think the players there expected a call there sometime. Wasn't coming. And this now is Carpathia looking dangerous inside the 18-yard area. And a corner is conceded that time. And this will be the third corner of the game for Carpathia. Or should I say fourth corner of the game for Carpathia. And let's see how well they'll handle this one. Comes across. And the ball just bounce awkwardly there for everybody. And it goes all the way. Hits that corner flag on the opposite side. And that will be a goal kick for Aurora Borealis. As per usual, goalkeeper Gallardo, Luis Gallardo, will take this one for Aurora. And again, not much exciting play in this game. We're not seeing much patterns building from either teams. Guess this being a return fixture, it's pretty much like a jostling for possession. Carpathia, of course, not wanting to give up the fact that they took 3 points from this Aurora Borealis team, which of course is a brand new franchise in this PLA, while Carpathia is way more established. And Carpathia would be far more experienced and not giving away anything, just trying to play efficient soccer and try to take 3 points, or at least not give up 3 points against this Aurora Borealis team. Aurora, on the other hand, they need 3 points. This is Will Butler. Sends it all the way back. And here now, a sliding challenge there that forced the turnover. And this now is Carpathia in the middle. And Ryan Williams making the run there down the left-hand side. And this is Williams. He's all alone. Not much choices. Cuts across. And a shot. And a very weak effort there at that time from the number 18, Cam Roberts, who sends that one high over the top. Again, the good-looking thing about that is that the Carpathia team, they're getting shots that are at least crossing the byline, not necessarily hitting the frame and not forcing a save from goalkeeper Gallardo, but the fact that they're getting the shots off, that has to be of some concern for Coach CJ Brown and his team of Aurora Borealis. And this is Patrick Ruda here trying to send Chase Lenhart, who is doing the overlapping. This is Lenhart. Sends a cross inside and it takes a deflection. And that will be a corner deflection there of number 22, Nikolai LaRocca. And this will be the first corner of the game for Aurora Borealis. And let's see how they'll handle this one. Will Butler, we see coming across from the left-hand side. And he's there with his number 10, Jorge Alvarez. Will we see this one taken short or will they send it across? There are four players inside the 6-yard box and one in the 18 to aim for. And this one is taken across, nicely floated, a little bit overcooked. And let's see if this one will be controlled here by Ryan Salazar. It goes over the line. And that will be a goal kick for Carpathia. Nil all. 25 minutes played. Aurora Borealis versus Carpathia FC, Premier League of America. Soccer right here on SportsTownChicago.com, STC2. Courtney Wallace here bringing you this one from the Mousehart Stadium. This is Aurora in control. Ruda to Lenhart. Back to Ruda. Now Shahuda. Bet Shahuda standing in defense there with Patrick Ruda, who now tries to come forward. Looks up for his options. And Lenhart makes the run down the right-hand side. This is Chase Lenhart. Sends it inside. And this now is number 10 inside. And this should be a chance on goal. And easily handled there. And that was Jorge Alvarez who made that initial run inside. It was a good-looking cross. And Carpathia there trying to build their own attack. Cut out just in time by Gallardo. And now the players for Aurora will settle it again in defense. And try to build another attack. This is Ruda in defense. Looking for Miranda. Cut out there by Williams. Back to Ruda. Cuts it back for Shahuda. And a beautiful evening out for some soccer. As we are still at nil all. 26 minutes and a shot here on goal. Just going over the top that time. And not a bad looking effort taken there from way outside. And that would be encouraging to the coaching staff. At least this Aurora Borealis team is looking to be attacking. And that has to be a good thing for a team that's trying their best to get some points in. And that was Art Garza that time with that shot. Here now is Aurora once again in defense, trying to build it from the back. Not necessarily looking to bypass the midfield. Trying to make it through the thirds of this rather small Mousehart play field. And we see them now, this is Will Butler. And Aurora not doing badly in terms of their possession of the ball. As we see Miranda now, who has been a live wire for this Aurora team, playing on the right side of midfield. Does have a tendency of not being afraid of getting into his tackles, not being afraid of taking on players. This one sent long there by Patrick Ruda. Too long for Colby Newquist. And this one goes outside. It will be a throw to Aurora Borealis. And that time was David Reynoso sending that one back into the fence. Ball goes into touch, throw, Carpathia FC. 29 minutes played, nil all. Aurora Borealis versus, and this one is a dangerous ball there. And inside, and that's a goal. That's the first goal of the game scored there by number 7, Joey Tinion for Carpathia. And that ball came in off a throw-in there. Defender not measuring the bounce of the ball, and it was an easy flick on there. Tinion just lobbing goalkeeper Gallardo. And we have the first goal of the game in the 29th minute. Carpathia FC 1-0. Aurora Borealis. They now have their work cut out for them if they are to get back into this game. And again, defensive lapses has cost this Aurora Borealis team so far in the season. And we see another one there. A rather soft goal, if you will. And now they will have to come from behind if they are to win this one. As this now is Ryan Williams. Easy shot there. Tinian allowing that one to go through to Williams, who could get no venom on the shot. And easy pick up there for Gallardo. And this now is Will Butler in midfield. This is Butler. And Newquist is making the run inside. And Butler there brought down. And that will be a free kick midway the half of Carpathia for Aurora. Or just about in the center circle, rather. And we see now number 18, and that is David Reynoso, taking that one short. And now it comes inside. This is Art Garza. And Garza trying to head down there for Newquist, who was nowhere near the ball. And this is the goal scorer, Tinion. Bounced off there by Patrick Ruda, the central defender. But conceding the free kick right on the halfway line for the leaders, Carpathia. Goal scored in the 29th minute by Joey Tinion, the number 7 for Carpathia. And this now is a free kick for Carpathia. Sent inside number 22, La Roca. And robbed up that one by Miranda, but gets it right back. And sends a shot in, but puts it wide to the left of the goal, creating no problems there for goalkeeper Gallardo. Who would wish if all shots come in were to come in like that? However, he was easily lobbed in the 29th minute. And now his team trails. And they have their work cut out for them if they are to get back into this one. However, they have nothing but time. And a beautiful evening of out here at Mozart in which to do it. This now is a throw-in for Aurora. And a player brought down there that time. That was a number 24, Carpathia, bringing down the player. The referee saw nothing wrong with it. And he allowed the play to go on. And this now is Will Butler for Aurora. Sends it long, looking for... This is Colby Newkis, and this is a chance! And just saved there by goalkeeper Messer. And that was the best look of the game so far for Aurora. It was pretty much a one-on-one situation. And Messer coming up, trumps there with a save, concedes corner number 2 for Aurora. And here the ball comes in as we watch the replay here and the shot. And a brilliant save that time, because that shot was actually goal-bound. But now Aurora, they have a chance to do it all again. Will Butler, one of the player standing over the ball, and the assistant referee having some discussions there with the player on the placement of that ball. And there are some five players in the box, and that one is put outside, and that will be another corner for Jorge Alvarez to take. Still has Will Butler with him with the short corner. And let's see what he does with this one. Floats this one inside and easily handled that time by the Carpathia defense. And this is Chase Lenhart who will concede the throw. And Ryan Williams will leave this one for La Roca to take. So Carpathia in the lead. One goal to the good. And this is the goal scorer, Tinion. Trying to tee up a shot there, finds Ryan Williams, not being able to do much with it. And Brett Chahuda will send that one long for number 39, Colby Newquist, to chase. And he forces the turnover and the throw. And this one will be taken by Butler. Sends it back into defense. Comes inside Art Garza. Back to Butler. And Butler trying to make a run inside. And just running into too much traffic there. And conceding. Losing possession. And that will be a goal kick for Carpathia. Some 35 minutes played in this game. And Carpathia in the ascendancy, making one of the numerous chances that have come their way count. Joey Tinian finding the back of the net in the 29th minute. And this now will be a kick for Aurora deep inside their own half. Kick taken. This is Patrick Ruda. Sends it inside looking for Miranda, who is bundled off the ball there by La Roca. And De Leon will come away with it. Finds Tinian, the goal scorer. Inside to Williams. And that offside there called. And that play broken up there by the smarts of the Aurora defense. Number 4, De Leon was a man caught in the offside trap that time. Garza. Lenhartz. Inside looking there for Newquist. Easily handled. And Messer will put this one into touch for a throw to be taken by Lenhartz on this, the right-hand side of the Aurora team. This is Reynoso. Let it go to Shahuda. Alvarez tries to get one in from outside and does nothing but to give up a goal kick to Carpathia, who are leading this one as the first half is drawing to a close. This is Reynoso. Rob there of that ball. This is Carpathia. Number 4 there, De Leon, trying to make something happen. Now Williams. Back now to this number 3, Christock, who finds De Leon, or rather that should be La Roca. And La Roca still going and gets it inside. This is Tinian, the goal scorer, tries a shot and goal! So goal number 2 scored in the 38th minute by Joey Tinian, who now has 2 goals in this contest. And that puts Carpathia FC up 2. And this play was set up here by La Roca, who sends inside, and this is Tinian, and he fired that one inside, beats Gallardo to his right into the roof of the net, and just like that, it's 2-0 Carpathia FC in the closing embers here of the first half of this PLA game. And if things stay this way, then Carpathia would have moved to 12 points, as coming into this one they were on 9. And Aurora will have to dig deep into their box of reserves now in order to change that situation and to move themselves from the 4 points that they're on. And now Carpathia now picking up the vibe and trying to find another goal. This is Reynoso. Robbed of the ball that time by number 4, De Leon. This is Carpathia. Ball comes inside. Tinney on the goal scorer. And he is stopped up there by Patrick Ruder, who gets this one out. Only for it to come back to a Carpathia player. This is number four, De Leon. Sends it back into the defense. So Carpathia with the clear ascendancy in this one. And this now is La Roca, the man who set up the goal, cut out that time. This is Patrick Ruder now finds Chase Lenhartz. And Lenhartz sends it inside to Reynoso. And Will Butler, for the minute, out of position, finding himself in the middle of midfield instead of being wide left where he usually is to receive the pass there. And Aurora conceding the free kick. And this one now will be taken by Messer for Carpathia, who lead 2-0 with some 5 minutes plus stoppage time left in this, the first half of this return fixture in the Premier League of America. Here now is Will Butler trying to take on Christock, Garza, Shahuda. Inside, looking for Garza there, who could not control that one. And it comes to Cam Roberts, the number 18. Tinian tries to be cheeky there. And he'll come all the way to the right to Miranda. Cuts inside, makes a pass inside to Will Butler, who turns, gets away there from Roberts. And this is Reynoso. Lenhartz calling for it on the right, and now he sends it inside. Easily handled. And Tinian. This now is La Roca to Williams. Back to La Roca. Or back to... And that one sent long and will result in a throw to Aurora. Patrick Ruder. Inside there, looking for Jorge Alvarez. This is Garza. Ball booted out. And Tinian there. And Patrick Ruder. Just letting know Tinian know who's boss inside that defensive third. However, he conceded a free kick. And Aurora will now have to do some defending, as now this kick will be a high press ball here from the Carpathia team. This one is sent long and wide, and that will be a goal kick for Aurora. 3 minutes plus stoppage time remaining. Carpathia in the lead, 2-0 to the good in this return fixture. Of course, they won the first outing 2-1. Jesse Ortiz, the man who scored in that game for Aurora Borealis. And one wonders now who will step up to the plate and create something for Aurora and bring them back into this game. Premier League of America Soccer, right here on SportsTownChicago.com, SDC2. Almost 45 minutes played. This is Tinian, the goal scorer, on Shahuda. And here now comes Carpathia again. And Patrick Ruder there standing tall, getting this ball out to Miranda. Miranda there sending that ball inside. And that one is cut out nicely by Weldon. And this is Ryan Williams. Ball tied up under his foot there. And Miranda will get the easy steal. This is Garza. Tries to get it back to Miranda. Not enough mustard on the pass. However, Aurora will come away with the throw. This is Chase Lenhartz inside to Reynoso, David Reynoso. Will Butler makes a dart off to the left, gets the pass now, and tries to find Art Garza. And this is Garza, and Messer, the goalkeeper, Scott Messer, coming out there to defend his 18-yard area and annulling any danger from that play that time from Aurora. one will be a throw for Aurora, who have conceded two goals again on defensive lapses. And of course, they are on a very steep learning curve as they are yet to produce a home win in this Premier League of America tournament, having lost at home all games at home so far, and have had basically two positive results, one a win away to Toledo and a draw to Oakland. And we see Jorge Alvarez there, having taken a knock on the ground. And earning himself and his team a free kick. And Alvarez there grimacing as he seems to be feeling some pain. And the referee there just telling Gallardo that he's in charge. And he should leave the officiating to him. And this free kick now will be taken by Patrick Ruda, who goes wide left to Shahuda. Comes back inside. This is David Reynoso. Pushes this one up. And De Leon there allowing, or that rather should be La Roca, allowing that one to go through for a goal kick. And this one will be taken by Messer, the goalkeeper for Carpathia, who has not had a whole lot of work to do so far in this first half. All right, so here we are. Welcome back to SportsZoneChicago.com, STC2. Second half, Aurora Borealis versus Carpathia FC. And we enter the half with Carpathia leading 2-1. Goal scored by Joey Tinion in the 29th and the 38th minutes. Of course, Jorge Alvarez, he did pull one back in the, basically in a time added on, for Aurora Borealis. And this is a return fixture in this, the Premier League of America. And of course, Aurora looking to get the home win, but also to exact revenge on Carpathia, who beat them 2-1 rather, in the opening game of the first of this two-way battle. So of course, they'll be looking to exact revenge on them, that defeat having come on the 21st of May over there in Sterling Heights, Michigan. But they have 45 minutes to correct all that. They are trailing by only a goal, and of course they'll be looking now to make something happen in this, the second half here, as they look to garner their first point at least from a home fixture. Have not been able to win any games or even draw any games at home, but that is the pretty much the way things have gone in the East Division of the PLA. Most teams have got their points on the road. Of course, just about every team that has come here have gotten 3 points off this Aurora Borealis team. They now have a glorious opportunity to turn that one around, and they trail 2-1 to this Carpathia team. Goal scored by Joey Tinion. Courtney Wallace here, and I'll be taking you through to the next 45 as the referee blows the whistle, and we're underway. This is Garza with the ball, sends it wide right there to Chase Lenhart. This is Brett Chahuda. Salazar, number 29, right under our cameras here, Will Butler in the midfield. And that one goes back to Patrick Ruda. David Reynoso allowing that one to run. And Ruda finds Lenhartz. And this now is Miranda, a live wire here for Aurora on the right side of the midfield. And this is Patrick Ruda sending that one long there, looking for Colby Newquist, cut out in time. And Carpathia now with their first possession of this, the second half. And they build an attack coming down the left-hand side. And Patrick Ruda there standing firm and forcing that ball out. That was Patrick Garza there looking for the goal scorer. Jorge Alvarez couldn't get to him. And Carpathia will take control of this ball. This is number 22, La Roca. And this one comes to defense. This is Chase Linhartz. Art Garza trying to find Miranda there. And that will be a throw to the Aurora Borealis team. As the skies, the sun hides behind some clouds, and we see the lights coming on here at the Mousehart Complex by the Fox River here in Aurora. This is Salazar finding Will Butler. And Butler taking on two players there and earning for himself a free kick on this, the left-hand side. And the Butler will take this one himself. And he has some seven players on the inside to aim towards. Carpathia with every player back except in one. And that one easily handled. This is Alves, the goal scorer. Garza, back turn to goal. And this is Lennartz, sends it back inside. And here now is Newquist. And this now is Reynoso, doing well. Comes now to Newquist. Cuts inside and easily cut out at that time. But that will be a throw conceded by Carpathia. And this is Brett Shahuda, who will leave this one for number 29, Ryan Salazar, who plays on the left of the defensive four to take for Aurora. And this is Butler with the overhead kick. Garza pushing that one forward, looking for Colby Newquist, who is caught in an offside position. Early days yet in this second half. 2-1 scoreline in favor of Carpathia, who did have the better looks in at goal in the first half. And they have Joey Tinian to thank for two goals scored. Tinian in the midfielder scored in the 29th and 38th minutes. As this now is a Garza shot, charge down. Salazar, and a sliding challenge that time. And Butler also going in for the sliding challenge. As we see Coach CJ Brown now on the sidelines, getting somewhat animated as his team trails 2-1. CJ Brown having done a good job so far of shaping this Aurora Borealis team into a good-looking soccer team. Just have not been getting the results necessarily, but they have shown improvements. Still a far ways to go, but a lot to be proud of, as this ball is played inside, and Brett Shahuda there making a mess of clearing what should have been an easy header out and conceding a corner to Carpathia. And this now will be their fifth of the game early in this second half, into the 50th minute of this one. And Coach CJ Brown with a pen and paper in hand, probably looking to make a substitution, as we see now Ryan Williams to take this free kick corner. And a good-looking one. And Gallardo just touches it out, but not doing well enough. And Tinian with a shot. And cleared off the line there. And Aurora Borealis living dangerously that time. Gallardo barely making contact with that one as it came across. Good-looking corner coming in. And the defensive unit there standing their ground. And the ball cleared off the line as Gallardo was totally beaten. And that could have easily have been another goal. As we see the back four of Aurora here doing well, setting the offside trap and catching La Roca in an offside position. This is Brett Shahuda to Ryan Salazar. Butler. Garza making the run forward, and Jorge Alvarez getting the ball tangled at his feet, but call goes the way of Aurora Borealis atop the 18-yard area, somewhat to the left of Scott Messer's goal. And we see David Reynoso there taking the ball as the referee will set his wall, will create the distance rather for the wall, and he makes his 10 paces and gives the wall instructions, and we see Reynoso, Garza and Butler all shaping to take this kick with some four players in the box to aim for. And it's Reynoso with a shot and just going over the top, not getting enough dip on that one and creating no problems for Scott Messer in goal for Carpathia FC. So we remain at 2-1 in favor of the visitors, Carpathia, as Aurora Borealis trying to pick up their first point or points at home in this Premier League of America East Division. Of course, lying second from bottom with 4 points, one from a win, one from a draw. And this is Patrick Ruda now clearing for Aurora. And that is La Roca. Ball comes inside and will go outside for a goal kick. This is Gallardo. Luis Gallardo with a well-taken kick that time. And here now is Art Garza trying to pick up this one. Still Garza fighting off one challenger. This is Jorge Alvarez, the goal scorer. And that cross is charged down, and that will be a throw-in for Aurora Borealis. Ryan Salazar will take this one. And he'll be, based on his run-up, will be trying to throw this one long and into the box. And that he does. And Garza there trying to make the jump, but the referee spotted something, and this will be a kick, a free kick to Carpathia. And as per usual, goalkeeper Scott Messer, he takes all kicks that will come out of his 18-yard area. And that one is there, headed by Butler. This now is Carpathia, and referee spotting something there. Seems to be a handball call there on the number 13 for Carpathia. And here now is Patrick Ruda with this kick. And that one goes out. And we see a substitution to be made here by the homesters, Aurora Borealis, and they're pulling out Miranda. Danny Miranda comes out, and he makes way now for Christopher Freeman. Not sure we've seen Freeman at home as yet for Aurora Borealis. And Danny Miranda there, the first substitute coming in for this Aurora Borealis team. And coach CJ Brown trying to get some more firepower going, putting on an attacking midfielder. And he'll be playing just above Will Butler. As we see that play broken up there by the Carpathia team. This is De Leon, the number 4, who now sends it back to La Roca. Back to De Leon. And of course, Carpathia can't afford to knock this one around. And that one they actually knocked out of bounds, and that will be a throw in there. Colin Weldon unable to hold on to that ball. And throw will be taken for a second time by Ryan Salazar, who plays at the left back position for Aurora. Inside, this is Chase Lenhart. Back to Patrick Ruda. Jorge Alvarez. Turns inside. Finds Art Garza. Will Butler. And Chase Lenhart had gone up there for that cross, but it fell short. And Carpathia not able to hold on to possession, and they will concede a throw to Aurora Borealis. 56 minutes played. 2-1.
Just Carpathia a leads. Just a reminder that the concession stand will be closing at 8:30.
And that will be another throw for the Aurora Borealis team, who are now looking to get themselves back into this game. Well, they're back into the game, but they need a goal to draw level and avoid conceding another 3 points at home. Never the objective in league play. As we see the flag going up there for an offside call against Aurora Borealis players. Free kick right in the D there to be taken by goalkeeper Scott Messer. Sends it long. And this now is Ryan Williams, who sends a shot wide of the right upright of Gallardo's goal. It's not taken from the right position, calls it back. And now it's in play with Patrick Ruda, who tried to find Chase Lenhart. Cut out there by Ryan Williams, who tries to come inside. This is Williams, and now he tries to turn it inside there, and player not making the run, not reading the play, and they have given up possession on that one that time. Will Butler inside to Christopher Freeman, the substitute. And Freeman with a good looking shot, and that's a goal! A brilliant strike there by Christopher Freeman, curling that one from this, the left side, giving goalkeeper Scott Messer absolutely no chance. And in the 58th minute, we are level at 2. Off the right foot here of Freeman. We see Carpathia. And we are level. We are level at 2. And this is some brilliant play here from Scott, Christopher Freeman rather, who found the back of a net, of the net there, and has brought parity to this game. So level at 2, and that I think is the best goal we've seen scored by the Aurora Borealis team here at their home ground. As we see Carpathia having made a change and somehow not seeing the player, the number 15 player who came in on their starting roster as provided by the team. And I think for now, Tim, I think that player will go nameless. Let's hope he does nothing spectacular in the game, right? Not our fault. All right, so this now will be a corner. And I think this is a corner number 4 for Aurora Borealis. And the box is a packed one, as they try now to take the lead against the Carpathia team. And I'm sure they'll now be believing that they can take something from this game, as another corner is conceded. And Jorge Alvarez, who scored the first goal, will go across to that far right-hand corner to send this one in. And the splashes of play favoring Aurora Borealis. Will they make it count? Let's see. And ball sent in. And punched away there by Messer. And it's another corner. So corner number 6 now for Aurora Borealis, who now outnumber Carpathia, who had five corners. And we see now Will Butler, the man who goes across. And coming short for it is Freeman, the substitute and second goal scorer for Aurora. And Freeman goes across, stands with Butler, who seems to be swinging this one inside, which he does now, and headed out there. And this is Jorge Alvarez, who's fighting, will now try to send across inside, and that will be a goal kick. So danger averted for Carpathia FC. We are locked at two goals apiece here at Mooseheart Stadium, Premier League of America Soccer. Return game, Carpathia versus Aurora Borealis. Of course, like we told you before, the first game was won by Carpathia 2-1. This time they took the lead 2-0. And so far it has all been Aurora Borealis who have brought themselves back into this one and has raised parity through this man on the ball, Christopher Freeman, who is taken down and is proving to be a live wire here and proving to be a super sub for the Aurora Borealis team. A wonderful strike from him in the 58th. This now is Arch sending this one to Will Butler, who now sends it inside. And this is Chase Lenhart trying to get it back across the box and did not successfully do so as it went outside, as indicated by the referee's assistant on the far right-hand side of the pitch. Goal kick, Carpathia. And this will be taken by Scott Messer, who has seen two goals fly past in that second one. An absolute peach of a goal. And he had absolutely no chance of stopping that shot that time from Christopher Freeman, number 31, the substitute for Aurora Borealis. And this now will be a free kick just about on the halfway line for Carpathia. Quickly taken. And Ryan Salazar there keeping Ryan Williams off of that one. And this is a throw inside. And Carpathia, and this is a good give and go. And a goal! Number four for Carpathia, John De Leon. And we see a yellow card there coming out for Art Garza. Not sure what offense he did commit, but he gets a yellow card from the referee. And in the 63rd minute, we see John De Leon bringing Carpathia, putting them ahead once again. And it's now 3-2 in favor of Carpathia. And once again, we see where Aurora will have to come from behind if they are to gain something out of this game. Goals are plenty so far. Like five of them, and all of three have come in this. Actually, two have come in this second half. Goes the way of Carpathia. Possession, however, and Carpathia will take control of the soccer ball once more, as they have taken control of the game, leading 3-2. How now will Aurora respond to this one? This is Jorge Alvarez, who scored their first goal, or made that. Colby Newquist on the ball. And Newquist inside. And this is Brett Chahuda to Salazar. Inside for Garza, who just picked up a yellow card from the referee, possibly for something he said in response to that goal, or something he said to the referee, as that card was issued just about the time that third Carpathia goal was scored by John De Leon. Unable to keep that ball inside, and this will be a throw to the home team to be taken by the left back, Ryan Salazar. Looking there for Colby Noquist, not able to do so. And David Reynoso will be called there for the foul. Free kick, Carpathia. And Shahuda there with a firm boot out. Averting immediate danger. This is Garza. Tries to send across in, and that one goes behind for a goal kick. So, 3-2 the scoreline here. We're into the 69th minute of play at the Moose Heart Stadium. Aurora Borealis trying their best to earn their first victory at home and of course avenge a loss to Carpathia FC in the first of this two-game series between both in this the East Division. And this is De Leon who gets inside, and that one is easily handled by goalkeeper Luis Gallardo. And this is Alvarez, easily handled that time by the number 22, Nicolai La Roca. This now is Chase Lenhart, sends it across to Ryan Salazar, who sends a shot inside and through the legs of the defender there, but straight into the clutches of Scott Mercer, who was not put off by the fact that he had bodies in front of him. And here now is Will Butler doing well to win that ball, try to send it forward to Reynoso. And this one booted high. And Salazar will watch it into touch and will take the resulting throw. Looking for Freeman there over his head. And this now is Carpathia. This is Ryan Williams, who has been a live wire for this Carpathia team, having created some problems for the Aurora Borealis defense, but that time he was easily handled by Ryan Salazar, the left back. And here now is Carpathia, and this ball sent across, but with way too much mustard, and will go all the way for a throw-in, quickly taken there by Chase Lenhart, not easily handled by Jorge Alvarez. And here now is Colby Newquist fighting to get this one. Goes down. And now there's a call, a whistle on the play by the referee. And we see Patrick Ruda wanted to take this one quickly. Sends it left side to Ryan Salazar. Finds Will Butler. Butler inside to Freeman, who scored that peach of a goal to get the second half underway. And Freeman trying to get inside. Sends a ball across, but it was easily handled by goalkeeper Scott Messer. We have some 19 minutes to play in this one. Carpathia leading 3-2. Five goals scored so far in this game. the best of them, however. From the team that is trailing, the home team, Aurora Borealis, the substitute, Christopher Freeman, a curling shot off the right boot from the left side of goal here. That one taken some 25 yards out and curled nicely into the top left-hand corner of Scott Messer's goal, as we see Aurora Borealis now with another corner, and Will Butler stands over it and sends it inside, and a header there, and Colby Newquist there upset with himself because he knew he had a clear chance to score there and he missed, as now is the double change for Aurora Borealis, number 8, that is Francisco Delgado, and 32, Sergio Noriego coming in, and coming out is Ryan Salazar, and number 18, David Reynoso. So a double change there. It's the 72nd minute by coach CJ Brown, trying to get some fresh legs in there and get some impetus in as his team trails by a goal, and trying to avoid losing another game here at home. And a brilliant tackle there by Art Garza going down, and this is Jorge Alvarez sends it inside looking for Christopher Freeman, who is saying, come on, put it at my feet. That pass had way too much on it, and Freeman not able to get to the ball. And Scott Messer will clear his lines for Carpathia. Chase Lennart's there with the header. Lennart's now coming across to the left of the defense with Ryan Salazar having come out. And Carpathia, that is a goal scorer, Joey Tinian that time. And that clearance by Lennart coming off Will Butler, conceding a throw and taken quickly. And here now is a chance for Carpathia. And the shot by Tinian, looking there for his hat-trick, not able to get enough bend on that left footer. And it goes wide of the right upright of Gallardo's goal, and he sends one. Obviously had no problem with that one. So Aurora Borealis here looking to draw level in this game as they trail 3-2. And I'm sure Coach CJ Brown will be at least happy that they are scoring at home. Haven't been doing much of that in league play. And here now is a substitute, and failing to take that shot there that time was substitute Noriega. Head up here. Chase Lennart sends this one inside, just over the head of Christopher Freeman, and that will be a throw-in to Aurora Borealis. Into the 75th minute. 3-2. And that's number 8 there, Delgado, a judge to have a taken down player from behind. That was Cam Roberts, and conceding a free kick in Carpathia's own half. That one goes wide to the Leon, to La Roca rather, who sends it inside. Cut out that time by Art Garza, who now makes a pass inside looking for Will Butler. And Butler, fleet-footed Butler. And now he makes a pass there, and no player willing to step forward for that one. But Patrick Ruder, the number 27, goes inside and he collects that pass. And here we see again Aurora giving up possession of the ball. And needlessly so. What you would call in a tennis an unforced error. And Chase Lennart's there doing well, keeping Ryan Williams at bay. This is Butler. Inside to Garza, back to Butler. Butler to Freeman. Freeman back to Butler. So Butler now playing that midfield engine role, playmaker role for this Aurora Borealis team, picking up that ball and making the passes, asking of his teammates to make that off-the-ball movement and give him that option of a pass. As here, That will be corner number 6 for Carpathia FC. With some 13 minutes plus stoppage to play. SportsTownChicago.com, SDC2, Courtney Wallace here with your commentary on this PLA game. As we see a corner now to be swung in, and a good looking ball, and Gallardo with a right fist there, get it. Number 11 and number 30. On the injured list. And this now should be interesting to see these two players coming onto the field along with Scott Freeman, because these are some very good players, very fleet footed, and they do bring something interesting to this Aurora Borealis soccer. Raji not beating the player in front of him. And Carpathia, this is Joey Tinion, the man who has 2 goals so far. And this is another chance, and blocked out that time. And Ryan Williams with a shot. Sends it inside. This is Art Garza, and Garza, Akim Siraji, off to the right. He picks up this one, comes inside. Siraji with the ball. With a shot, and easily handled that time by Scott. A meta from Akim Siraji. As a late sub for this Aurora Borealis team, he brings speed and he brings skill. Not willing to let this. And he misses. Now, having done all that hard work, Akim Siraji, the substitute, took down somewhere in the region of 4 to 5 defenders. Looking now for Freeman. And Freeman not being able to hold on to that one. And a throw conceded. And goes the way of Carpathia, as another change here is being made. And out comes Art Garza. Is going in, and that is Elliot Kettle going in now for Aurora Borealis, and he will have some 10 minutes to make something happen for his team. And Kettle with his first action of the game, a header, conceding a throw, and quickly taken. And now this is Brett Shahuda, who will have to do some defending here for Aurora, to Patrick Ruder. And Will Butler has found himself now on the right, and Butler trying to get around the Leon, and does so nicely. And this is Will Butler sends the cross in, a good looking one, but no yellow shirts there to get a crack at goal, and Carpathia comes away. This is Joey Tinion, and that one goes out for a throw for Aurora. So some life here being injected into the game by Coach CJ Brown for Aurora Borealis, as they seek desperately to draw level in this one. A third goal would get them right back into the points. At least if they were to score a third goal and keep it that way, then they would take a point from the game. which is something they have not done at home all season long. Courtney Wallace here with you, Sports Town Chicago, SDC 2. As we see, kick taken there. Referee assistance is... Flag goes up, and the referee with a rather late call. Well, now he does, and Aurora Borealis will get the kick, taken quickly by Ruda. This now is Lennart's. Back to Shahuda. To Ruda. And this now is Akim Suraji. And Suraji, skill and pace. This is Freeman trying to the give and go with Suraji. Cut out that time. And now this one is sent long, and it goes back into defense for Aurora Borealis. So now Aurora now trying to put that pressure back on Carpathia and sending just about every player back into their half as they try to get that go-ahead goal. This now is Kane, who's coming off the injured list. Still Kane sends it wide, looking there for, that was the number six, Elliot Kettle, who just came in as a late sub, unable to hold on to that one. And a goal kick for FC Carpathia. 83 minutes played. And not a whole lot of time for Aurora Borealis to pull themselves back into this one. They, however, do have the firepower on the field to make it happen. As to whether or not that will be the case, we await the outcome. As this is Carpathia in possession of the ball. Looking forward there for number four. That is John DeLeon. And DeLeon, still DeLeon. Delgado winning that ball at time and finds Akim Suraji. What will he do? Again, he will put his skill on show. He's a very fleet-footed and very nimble afoot. As this ball comes across now to Chase Lenhartz. This is Lenhartz into Christopher Freeman. And Freeman to Delgado in the middle of the park. And Delgado pushes forward to Will Butler. Butler now to Chase Lenhartz. All the way back to Shahuda. And he switches the play to Patrick Ruda. And Ruda trying there to make a pass. Expecting a run there that wasn't forthcoming. And Lenhartz now let down by his first touch. And this is Lenhartz able to recover. Finds Delgado. Delgado does well inside. This is Will Butler. And Butler. Suraji picks this one up. Suraji looking for the shot. This is Freeman. Back to Delgado. Delgado miscontrols. And will now find Chase Lenhartz, who gives it back to Delgado. And Delgado sends it long. And here's a ball, a good looking ball that time. But just out of the reach there of that attacking Aurora Borealis player, who was well watched by the defender. And that one having gone outside for a goal kick. Messer. And this will be a throw to Aurora Borealis to be taken by Chase Lenhartz, who gives it to Elliot Kettle. Comes back now to Brett Shahuda. Patrick Ruda. This now is Suraji, who gives it back to Ruda. Shahuda. Brett Shahuda. Christopher Freeman. Freeman with three players on him. Does well. And still Freeman still going. And trying to do a little bit too much with the ball there. Too many blue shirts around him. But Aurora will keep possession. This is Suraji. And he definitely is a handful for defenders. And Carpathia have already found that out, as he did create a goal but was not able to take advantage of the opportunity that he created for himself. Unable to make it 3-3. And bring the home team back into it. And this one now is a chance inside. This is Suraji. Sends one inside. Sends it long. This is Chase Lenhartz. The tall figure of Lenhartz, who... lost the ball there, trying to put a cross inside, but only able to concede a goal. Now Carpathia about to make another substitution. Of course, Carpathia, they lead the contest 3-2 by our watch. There are 87 minutes played, and the goal scorer, Joy Tinian, the man who just came out there, substituted late in this game, his work on the park would have been completed according to coach Wilden. This is Brett Shahuda trying to find Siraji, and that pass overcooked. And Carpathia will be in no haste whatsoever to take this throw as they hold that one goal advantage with just about 3 or so minutes to play. And here now is Siraja trying to go forward, winning a free kick for Aurora Borealis. Will there be any late drama in this game? As I look on watches now, everybody watching the time now to see how much time will be added by the referee as we await the signal from the referee's assistant. This is Siraja trying to get an attack going for Aurora Borealis. And that one going outside, it will be a goal kick for Carpathia. Who, of course, lead this game 3-2. And they'll be on no haste whatsoever to take this kick, as they know the clock is ticking. Here now is Christopher Freeman trying to pick this one up. Neither himself nor Kenneth Kane, being able to pick that one up for Aurora, as coach CJ Brown on the sidelines trying to get his team to put some more work into it, trying their best to salvage something from this game and get their first home draw or win. Whichever comes first, I'm sure coach CJ Brown will take it. His team has enjoyed the better passage of play for the last 10 to 15 minutes. His substitutions and fresh legs haven't brought something new into the game. One chance created, and that was created by Akim Siraji, who failed to take his own chance and unable to bring parity into the game. And we're seeing here where I think the signal there is 2 minutes to be added onto the game, as we are now into the 90th minute of play. And if what I'm seeing is correct, then there will be 2 minutes of time added on. So pretty much 2.5 minutes or thereabouts for Aurora Borealis to get themselves back into this game and salvage a point. And we see player taking the ball to the sidelines, and that will be a throw for Aurora Borealis. Trace Lennart will take. This is Elliot Kettle, and Kettle with the overhead kick. No yellow shirt there to pick up on that one. And now Aurora with some defending to do, and Gallardo will come all the way off his lines, picks that one. The attack and a chip. And just going over the top there. And that was Cam Roberts, number 18 for Carpathia, trying to get that one over Gallardo and take this game out of the reach of Aurora Borealis. Throw in here for Carpathia. We have played 90 minutes, and by our watch, for Aurora Borealis to get back into this game, as myself and producer Tim here having to work on our miracles, if you will. this one all the way back in defense for a weary looking Brett Chahuda, who does well to control and now looking for his options. Plays inside to Chase Lenhart's, back to Chahuda. And that a wayward pass there to Patrick Ruda, who had to do some backtracking to pick up on that one. And he now will send this one long, looking for Suraji with a good header. This is Elliot Kettle, but goalkeeper Scott Messer is first to that ball. And I have no idea as to why the man on PA there would be playing that particular soundbite at this point in time. It is very bemusing as to the soundbites he plays for these home games. As we see Will Butler back in defense and taken down, and this will be a late yellow card here. And that one shown to the number 18, who happens to be Cam Roberts, taking down Will Butler. And probably just taking that one for the team, trying to take some more time off the clock as we are way past 90 minutes by our count. And this one will be taken by Gallardo. Patrick Ruda now sprinting forward, hoping to get a head-on goal. And it goes in and all the way to Gallardo's opposite number, Scott Messer, who has no trouble picking that one up. And will now boot this one long, as if he's saying to Gallardo, here, you can have it back. And a header. This is Lennox now to Elliot Kettle. Inside, trying to find Carney. And that header easily handled by Messer. And everybody now checking their watches. And that's it, the final whistle. So, again, Aurora Borealis failing to come up with 3 points from another home game. Haven't taken a point from Oakland last weekend in a 1-1 draw. They now score two in losing 3-2 to Carpathia, who now win the home and away tie, taking the first game 2-1. And this time, they come away 3-2 winners of score. Of course, Joey Tinion scoring two goals in the 29th and 38th minutes for Carpathia. John DeLeon added the third in the 65th. And Christopher Freeman, Jorge Alvarez scored in the 46th minute for Aurora Borealis, and then Christopher Freeman, the substitute, finding the back of the net in the 58th minute. And that's how we will end here. 3-2 in favor of Carpathia. And that's where we will take our leave. Courtney Wallace here saying thanks to you for having joined us. Of course, you can join us on Thursday at 2 o'clock as we will bring you All Access Aurora Borealis, when we will take a more in-depth look into this game in particular and the club overall. Until then, on behalf of producer Tim, it's good evening.